This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Courtney currently glued to the Blue Origin Celeb Flight launch or rocket launch, whatever it is. Who's on this thing?
Katy Perry, Gail King, Lauren Sanchez. It's an all-female crew. Mm-hmm. So they'll go 62 miles above Earth.
Uh-huh.
I mean, watching Katy Perry, Mitch has some video for those watching on Twitch and YouTube, mm-hmm. Of them like ringing a bell before they get on and then like touching the aircraft uh-huh. before getting. I mean, I would be so nervous.
Well, you could never. Could
never.
You do it?
No.
Wiggy hates flying in an aeroplane. Right.
62 miles, know. That's it, huh?
What?
Above Earth.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that's that far to get to space.
Yeah.
Well, it was longer than that, but
I mean, they only go up and
it's 11-minute flight.
Yeah,
there's no way.
I mean, in a plane, you're only 8 miles above the Earth.
Yeah.
Oh, that's 30,000 feet?
Oh, I was doing 40,000, but yeah.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Yeah.
Went home. Well, 60,000, that is pretty
high.
That's a lot. Hey, ain't no way.
I mean, you're out there.
Yeah, you couldn't pay me to do that.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be watching. I think a lot of people will be watching this.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Gail looked very nervous.
They're showing them now, right?
But
now.
Like Orlando Bloom, if your wife's going up there, like they have kids. I don't know. I'd be very nervous.
Maybe that's why Orlando Bloom's doing it.
I'd be trying to escape Orlando Bloom.
Is that Gabrielle Union too?
Bezos probably thought he could get out of the wedding, and now he can't. No. So he's like, why don't you take a quick flight up into space? See how that goes.
Yeah, it ain't worth it.
God. Oh, Bezos just got out.
What was he in there?
Well, he went in there to make sure everything was secure.
God. People is were there locked. Anything worse than a CEO who like tries to act like he knows what the workers are doing? Like, get out of there.
I'm sure he and Lauren were good, a smooch.
All these buttons look good. All right, ladies.
Yeah.
It's on you.
He has no idea.
No.
All
the
like,
buttons look good.
Right.
You know, scientists tell me where
Bezos
we're good to go.
Bezos on that rocket ship looks like Mayo in-game coaching. Like, absolutely no idea what's going on.
Hardo move if you're Bezos and you're not actually going up, but you're wearing the space suit.
I know. That's like the Masters guy at the Cap Grill.
Yeah. Happy Friday.
That guy's a listener, Curtis. The Masters
I wasn't the one that sullied his name. Also, can we get some info on the carbon footprint of this puppy?
Just so he can send his wife up into space?
Yes. His wife and her homegirls.
Oh, Chris Jenner's there.
And they're all wearing, like, tight-fitted space suits. I bet they sell those things afterwards.
It's tighter on Katy Perry than it is on others. Well, but
those things will be fashion, what do you call it, fashion forward after this. Yeah. Everybody will be rocking the blue space suits.
It will be the Halloween costume next year, for sure.
All right. We are going to play your Hill Notes back coming up in about 15 minutes. So you still have time to leave one on the Odyssey app. Rich for the crossover. Maybe see if he's heard anything on the Bruins whispers for Wednesday. Maybe. Shine?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right. Impeccable sourcing Rich Keefe has with the Bruins. This is Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hi, how you doing?
What's up?
Listen, I was calling about the Scheib and Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
He says Rory McIlroy choked. All the other guys had a chance to catch him.
Yeah.
Sounds to me like everybody else choked.
Well, so you would agree with Scheib. Scheib is basically saying that Rory didn't win. It was everybody else who choked, is what you're saying.
If you win, you win. I don't care whether it's everybody else
that's
or not.
That's how most of us feel. We've been debating
Rory won.
Yes,
if he choked, he would have lost.
Yeah, right.
Correct. Yeah,
that's what I thought.
He didn't win in 72 holes. He had to win in a playoff because he choked on the final hole.
Yeah. It's like winning in overtime, though.
right.
It's like, yeah.
But it shouldn't have never gotten over. Yeah, it's like winning in overtime after giving up a 3-2 lead.
But it doesn't matter. Courtney's the best way to explain it. You put yourself in enough distance ahead that if you did choke and you did go to overtime, you were in position where you could win it.
Yeah.
I always thought choking meant you lost.
It does.
Yeah. I you can't say choke when you hit that shot on the playoff hole. Like, that was unbelievable. Especially, you have to include, Greg, that Justin Rose was, what, 15 feet away already on the green?
Yeah, I mean, he was right there. I mean, I don't even know if it was 15 feet or 10 or whatever, but he was there.
It's a hell of a shot, too.
Yeah. No, Rose was already on there.
Yeah.
And then Rory knocks it within 3 feet.
That's beautiful.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I thought that was pure beauty.
I need died like three, SVP to do
it
play.
It died 3 feet from the cup. That is impressive.
It's going to be a right to left breaker.
Actually,
here.
He yanked it back. I mean, he
put a little English on that bad boy.
He did put some English on it. He was able to because of the lie when it came to his drive.
You got to love a good lie.
It was clean, and he was able to get a little English on it.
What did George say? If you believe it, it's not a lie.
I don't understand how you don't watch a single hole.
I don't.
Like, maybe
you watch much of NASCAR?
No, I've been to a NASCAR event for years on the old show. LB used to make me go and do live at in Daytona.
Wait, so Wiggy, if I don't watch High Lie, I can't complain about people not watching golf?
No.
What is your comparison?
No, it doesn't intrigue.
Different strokes.
Yeah, it doesn't intrigue me. If I don't watch.
What's intriguing about about people driving around in a circle?
No, nothing. I don't. There's nothing intriguing about golf to
me.
But a lot of people love NASCAR.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's my point. There is a ton of people who watch NASCAR, Formula One, just as much as they watch
people
golf.
Watch, so loud.
People
oh
watch
my gosh.
General Hospital. I don't think they're smart.
Oh, because you watch
General
golf?
General Hospital is a great show.
Because you watch
my
golf,
point
are you
exactly.
smart?
Yes. No, that's not mean. Smart. It's just as a sports fan, I think it's more nuanced than driving in circles.
I think it depends on who you ask because I used to have to go to Loudon once a year to cover a race, and those people are as passionate as they come.
Formula One sounds like
Formula One there, bud. That's NASCAR. Two separate sports.
Formula One is pretty big too, though. So you don't think Formula One is interesting?
I don't think all car driving is the same. I think there's differences.
I'll tell you,
it sounds
like you're putting down all these NASCAR and Formula One
fans.
Well,
if I knew the whole show was going to be talking about something, I'd probably watch it.
Nah, not really. Doesn't do nothing for me.
Speaking of watching things, anybody else watch Your Friends and Neighbors on Apple?
I did.
With John Hamm?
I was very upset that there was only two episodes out. I'm hooked.
It's very good.
Very good.
All right.
And Olivia Munn is excellent in
it. And gorgeous.
Is that
Aaron
Rodgers' ex?
Yes.
Right. Yes, it is.
Yep.
Right. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's very good.
And so we talked about it earlier, but might as well ask again. Do you think Aaron Rodgers is an option when it comes to the Saints or no?
I don't think so. I think Aaron.
Sean, you don't think so?
Absolutely not. No, they don't. They don't have the financial flexibility to sign Rodgers.
Right. And I think
tomorrow he's going to be like Aaron Rodgers signs with.
Unless he takes a league minimum. Corey, this isn't a report like the reports you've had that are wrong. Like, this is just my opinion.
They weren't reports. They were whispers, but fair enough.
I think Rodgers.
At least I admitted when I was wrong. I
mean, did you? You really haven't backed out from that Sam Kennedy one.
Oh, because that was never proven to be wrong.
Oh, yeah. So it's not proven. It just never came out that
but
it was true.
But yours was proven because Rory did win.
So. God, yeah, that was a take, again, not a scoop.
I know.
If I have a scoop that's wrong, I'd be happy to take the L, but, you know.
No, yeah, I usually do.
Mm-hmm.
Like my Swayman one, it's completely wrong.
After you had to get disproven wrong by Rich Keefe, and then you admitted you were wrong.
Okay. Anyway, you think he's Steelers or bust?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, He might, honestly, Courtney might have a chance to win her bet with Wiggy. He might actually retire.
I think he's waiting for the money aspect of it, right? Because if Pittsburgh doesn't get a quarterback, then that is leverage back to Aaron Rodgers on his money situation. Russell Wilson, I know he got $21 million, but 10 of it was guaranteed. I think Rodgers is sitting there like, I'm not going to Pittsburgh for the veteran minimum. So I think he's looking at it like, all right. And I bet Pittsburgh maybe threw a little offer out there, but he's saying, well, let me see if they don't take a quarterback in the first round. I think the Steelers then circle back and say, okay, here's a little bit more money, Rodgers. You want to sign with us?
And Wiggs, don't you think that Rodgers says Justin Fields got 2 years, $40 million from the Jets? Like,
right.
I'm not going to take a penny less than
right.
that.
Right.
So if you're Aaron Rodgers and you're in this situation, I think it's you know, right now you kind of are in a good position with Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh is a playoff team. They don't want – if they get a quarterback, that means they got a quarterback. I think they got the 21st overall pick. You got a playoff team here, and now your expectations are you're going to have whether it's Shedeur Sanders or Jackson Dart to be the quarterback of a playoff team. Yeah, I think
Jackson Dart, kid.
Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
Yo, he's going to go throw it around the yacht.
So I just think that if you're Pittsburgh, you kind of say...
He needs to be a Patriot with that name. Like, that is a waste. It's like Nomar playing for the Blue Jays.
Even if the Pittsburgh Steelers took Jackson Dart, I still believe they would say Aaron Rodgers would be our guy for a year, two max, till Dart is ready.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers is surprised that maybe he's not getting the money he expected to get? Because I think that's an ego blow that maybe he can't come back from.
Yeah, maybe that's could be part of it, Courtney. You could be right on it. But if you're the Steelers, what's the better option for you?
Yeah.
A rookie quarterback that you take with the 21st overall pick or Aaron Rodgers? Just in the
Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Short term with the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are a playoff team.
You heard it back with Mason. Didn't they re-sign Mason?
Yeah, he stinks.
A quick bit of Jackson intel I got from Ken on Saturday, Greg.
Yes.
As we get ready for Hill Notes coming up later. He doesn't think the Jackson Hill Notes guy is him at all.
He doesn't think it sounds like him?
No, according to Ken.
Really?
Which is shocking.
Right. That guy nails it every time.
He hits Jackson on the dot.
Yeah, he does. Nails it every
Jackson
single time.
Jackson here with another wife check.
This is Jim from Beverly. Hello, Jim.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Hey, I'm not a huge golf guy, but I watch the Masters. But
yeah.
You know what? It's time for a time clock on the putting green. When you step on the freaking putting green, you got 1 minute to make a putt. It's freaking ridiculous.
Agreed.
5-6 minutes.
Yeah.
Touch the ball, move the ball, put your marker down. What are you doing?
I mean, I will say, not with Rory. Like, I mean, he doesn't even take a practice swing on the putt. Like, he just steps up and hits it. But
he did back off a couple putts yesterday.
Rose, like, on that, that was like 4 or 5 minutes.
100%.
On that playoff hole putt.
What if every golfer has X number of time for the entirety of the round to putt? And so if you could say you could bank some for the 18th, but that there would actually be a clock. Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah,
it would be.
I also asked yesterday how long do they give it before, because when Rory's putt was right on the edge,
yeah.
And I said, like, is there a limit? Of,
oh,
and
yeah.
They said 10 seconds.
10 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to drop in 10 seconds.
You just had to, like, jump up a little bit.
And, of course, the Tiger Master shot where it finally drops after, like, 6 seconds.
Amazing.
Is the greatest
in your life.
Yeah. All right, let's get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. I just had to minimize my screen because the NS31 crew getting ready for the Blue Origin takeoff. We're like 15 minutes out from takeoff in West Texas, so
okay.
I will be glued to that. Rory McIlroy has completed his career Grand Slam. It took one whole playoff with Justin Rose and Augusta, but he got it done, winning his first Masters. The Celtics end the season with a win against the Hornets, 93-86, the final. Top six of the roster sat this one out, so Peyton Pritchard came up big with 34 points. The second seed in the East, we will have to wait to see who wins the play-in game between the Magic and the Hawks. That takes place tomorrow night. Game one for the Celtics is set for Sunday, April 20th. The Bruins beat the Penguins in Pitt 4-1 for their second-to-last game of the season. Lindholm, Geeky, Lauko, and Lysell scored in this one with Corpusalo in goal. He had 23 saves in the win. The Red Sox beat the White Sox 3-1 yesterday, avoiding a sweep. Garrett Crochet looked pretty good. Here's what he had to say during last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
I don't know. I felt like I kept a lot in reserve. I didn't really start ramping it up there in Velo until later in the game. I feel like I could have thrown five more innings, you know. Like, I was feeling really good.
Wow, that kid's wailing and dailing, ain't he?
Yeah. Well, he threw seven and a third, so good for him.
That big contract is good fuel.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes. Thank God for him.
The Sox and Tampa Bay to take on the Rays. First pitch, 7:05 tonight with Tanner Houck getting the start. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Brooksy joining Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. You can kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:05 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. Want to win free groceries and epic Boston sports and concert prizes? Enter the Shaw's and Star Market Grand Slam Summer Sweepstakes. Just spend $50 or more and check your receipt for your entry code. It's that easy. Official rules at GrandSlamSummerSweeps.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Because I want to be fair and balanced, Greg, I have Sustainability Magazine's report on the Blue Origin today.
Yes.
Did you know that the soot from the rockets in upper atmosphere has a warming effect 500 times that of what is used by normal airplanes, according to the University College London study by Professor Eloise Marai?
Nothing worse than soot.
Yeah.
So, you know, when all these people talk to you about climate change,
carbon footprint. That's a huge carbon footprint, Curtis.
All for what? Like some photo shoot?
It's like a size 16 carbon footprint right there.
Amen. Might be balanced out, though, by the return of the full-strength showerhead.
It's just like,
which I can't wait for.
I feel so bad for people that actually care about the environment, because those that yell at others care the least. 51 degrees and sunny, afternoon high of 64.